Good morning, 21st century world. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Tá míle fáilte rót anseo. Hear this, listener. Give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. I saw a young woman in the supermarket wearing a black tracksuit. On it, on her right-hand side, was printed in large, bold, capital white letters, from her waist right down to her ankle, the word Fearless. But as she was walking along, she happened to catch sight of a small spider descending from the ceiling above one of the shelves. She let a mighty screech out of her, and ran off over into the next aisle. I to myself smiled. We look back and marvel at how the peoples of old were able to construct, say, the pyramids and the great cathedrals of the Middle Ages, but they would also marvel at our technological development, such as nanotechnology and the Large Hadron Collider, space travel, and artificial intelligence. We should also be open to what the wonders of the future will be like. Maybe those of the future will wonder at our achievements and ask, how were we able to do them? In today's broadcast, I will be continuing to read from Shakespeare. This will be followed by the reading of a poem, and I will conclude with the reading of the lyrics of a song. A reading from A Midsummer Night's Dream. I love thee not, therefore pursue me not. Where is Lysander and fair Hermia? The one I slay, the other slayeth me. Thou toldest me they were stolen unto this wood, and here am I, and ward within this wood, because I cannot meet my Hermia. Hence get thee gone, and follow me no more. You draw me, you hard-hearted adamant, but yet you draw not iron, for my heart is true as steel. Leave you your power to draw, and I shall have no power to follow you. Do I entice you? Do I speak you fair? Or rather, do I not, in plainest truth, tell you I do not, nor I cannot love you? And even for that do I love you the more. I am your spaniel, and Demetrius, the more you beat me, I will fawn on you. Use me but as your spaniel. Spur me, strike me, neglect me, lose me, only give me leave, unworthy as I am, to follow you. What worse a place can I beg in your love, and yet a place of high respect with me, than to be used as you use your dog? Tempt not too much the hatred of my spirit, for I am sick when I do look on thee, and I am sick when I look not on you. You do impede your modesty too much, to leave the city and commit yourself into the hands of one that loves you not, to trust the opportunity of night and the ill counsel of a desert place with the rich worth of your virginity. Your virtue is my privilege, for that it is not night when I do see your face. Therefore I think I'm not in the night, nor that this wood lack worlds of company, for you and my respect are all the world. Then how can it be said I'm alone, when all the world is here to look on me? I'll run from thee and hide me in the brakes, and leave thee to the mercy of wild beasts. The wildest hath not such a heart as you. Run when you will, the story shall be changed. Apollo flies, and Daphne holds the chase. The dove pursues the griffin. The mild hind makes speed to catch the tiger, bootless speed, when cowardice pursues and valor flies. I will not stay thy questions. Let me go, or if thou follow me, do not believe, but I shall do thee mischief in the wood. I in the temple, in the town, the field, you do me mischief. Fie, Demetrius! Your wrongs do set a scandal on my sex. We cannot fight for love as men may do. We should be wooed, and were not meant to woo. I'll follow thee and make a heaven of hell, to die upon the hand I love so well. Fare thee well, nymph. Ere he do leave this grove, thou shalt fly him, and he shall seek thy love. Hast thou the flower there, welcome wanderer? Aye, there it is. I pray thee give it me. I know a bank where the wild thyme blows, where oxlips and nodding violets grows, quite over canopied with luscious woodbine, with sweet musk roses and with eglantine. There sleeps Titania some time of the night, lulled in these flowers with dances and delight. And there the snake throws her enamel skin, weed wide enough to wrap a fairy in. And with the juice of this I'll streak her eyes, and make her full of hateful fantasies. Take thou some of it, and seek through this grove. A sweet Athenian lady is in love with a disdainful youth, anoint his eyes. But do it when the next thing he espies may be the lady. Thou shalt know the man by the Athenian garments he hath on. Effect it with some care, that he may prove more fond of her than she upon her love. And look thou meet me ere the first cock crow. Fear not, my lord, your servant shall do so. Today's poem is A Worker Reads History by Bertolt Brecht. Who built the seven gates of Thebes? The books are filled with names of kings. Was it the kings who hauled the craggy blocks of stone? And Babylon, so many times destroyed, who built the city up each time? In which of Lima's houses, that city glittering with gold, lived those who built it? In the evening when the Chinese wall was finished, where did the masons go? Imperial Rome is full of arches of triumph. Who reared them up? Over whom did the Caesars triumph? Byzantium lives in song. Were all their dwellings palaces? And even at Atlantis of the legend, the night the seas rushed in, the drowning men still bellowed for their slaves. Young Alexander conquered India. He alone? Caesar beat the Gauls. Was there not even a cook in his army? Philip of Spain wept as his fleet was sunk and destroyed. Were there no other tears? Frederick the Great triumphed in the Seven Years' War. Who triumphed with him? Each page a victory, at whose expense the victory bore. Every 10 years a great man. Who paid the piper? So many particulars, so many questions. Sometimes we forget just how precious dignity is. Our own dignity, the dignity of others, and the dignity of life. Anne Murray touches on it when she says, I cried a tear, you wiped it dry. I was confused, you cleared my mind. I sold my soul, you bought it back for me, and held me up and gave me dignity. Somehow you needed me. You gave me strength to stand alone again, to face the world out on my own again. You put me high upon a pedestal, so high that I could almost see eternity. You needed me. You needed me. and I can't believe it's you. I can't believe it's true. I needed you, and you were there. And I'll never leave. Why should I leave? I'd be a fool, because I finally found someone who really cares. You held my hand when it was cold. When I was lost, you took me home. You gave me hope when I was at the end, and turned my lies back into truth again. You even called me friend. You gave me strength to stand alone again, to face the world out on my own again. You put me high upon a pedestal, so high that I could almost see eternity. You needed me. You needed me. You needed me. You needed me. Today, if to you it applies, don't be going about feeling broken in heart or hurt in mind. No need to be doing that to yourself. Seek out someone in your near roundabout who with love can assure you from their own personal experience that such feelings and hurts will ease, will drift away, and no more be. All right, I will leave it at that for today. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. And spare a thought, too, for peoples living in faraway places, in all different kinds of situations, often very difficult and not of their own making. Be grateful. Once upon a time has been extended by yet another day, since I freely walked away from social media, casting my MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest's sacred door keys way out into the sea of oblivion. Oh, happy day. This is Radio Richard Ireland. It is truly an honor to have you listening. May you be a blessing unto yourself by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. Slán agus banacht leat.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.